I'm Scott Schwartz. I'm the director of the SUSE Archives and Center for American Music.
I'm Rory Grennan, archives assistant at the SUSE Archives, and I'm the project manager for the Local Music Preservation Initiative.
First of all, tell us a little bit about the Pogo Archives. How did it come about? What is in the collection, and what are you guys' plans for it?
There are two distinct bodies of stuff. There's the Pogo Studio materials, consisting of 84 cubic feet of audio recordings. And we have Sasha Rubel's Pogo Studio materials and her photographs, really documenting many of the bands that were recorded at the studio and really the local music scene.
I see you now have your archivist gloves on.
I have my gloves on just to protect the artifacts. We have papers. We have T-shirts, watches. And so you wear gloves for those kinds of objects. For the paper records, you would not.
Okay. I guess the question is, what value does the archives here find in a collection like this?
Right. So the existing mission of the archives was to collect artifacts and documentation related to the American music scene, and then the mission extended to include music faculty here at the university. And already once you do that, once you get into music faculty, you're in this big gray area of like where do the musicians at the university end and where does the musicians of the community begin? And it's really all one big what's the word I'm looking for? Smorgasbord? Miasma? Some of those have positive connotations. And so this effort is a natural outgrowth of that collecting, those collecting efforts that were already going on.
Okay, so why don't you go over some of the items you've brought out here that's interesting for you?
In addition to the 84 cubic feet of sound recordings that we dragged out of the basement of Pogo Studio, we've also got some materials from Mark's sister Sasha to help illustrate different points and areas of the local music scene and of Mark's career. You'll see we've got a lot of pictures of Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets, which of course Mark has played bass guitar for since the beginning and continues to do so. They had a gig in Effingham last month or something. But one of the things that really excited me about Sasha's photo collection, not only does it give you a little bit of background, Mark Rubel and their family, but she's got some pictures of a recording studio that in Urbana. I'm not even sure that building is there anymore. Mark's first foray into owning and operating his own recording studio, he and a friend founded Faithful Sound, and there are some pictures of that building here in Sasha's photo album. And one of the things that really stood out to me immediately, and it was like, oh my God, this needs to be preserved. If you're going to preserve the story of Pogo, you need the story of Faithful Sound. But here in this photograph, there's a picture of a doghouse that was there behind Faithful Sound. And that doghouse was occupied by Mark Rubel's dog named Pogo, who is the namesake for the later studio, Pogo Studio. So what we have here is a picture of Mark's first recording studio with a small structure in the back of it. It says Pogo in big block letters right on it, and it's once in a while in archives you get to run across an item that encapsulates a whole story so perfectly, you know, the exhibit caption writes itself, and you get really excited when you get a chance to collect an item like that.
I think the thing that I find most striking is that Mark recorded all types of music, faculty from many campuses, groups, you know, rock and roll, jazz, gospel. I mean, it just covers the full gambit. So he wasn't just recording one style of music. He was really capturing the essence of what the community was in the 80s and 90s. And actually, you know, right up to last December.
Yeah, I think he had a recording gig last month. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's at the essence of the collection, what makes it exciting. It's really a nice overview of 30 years of music performance and recording here in town. It's not just one genre. It's not just one corner of the scene. It really represents a lot of what's been going on in this town, and that's the most exciting part about being able to preserve it.